In the name of Jesus, amen. What are you hiding tonight? What have you done? What sins, what darkness, what evil things have you done? What is it that you are hiding from your family members, from your friends, from your husband, from your wife, your kids, or your grandchildren? What do you have to hide? And where are you hiding? Do you find yourself hiding in the cares and pleasures of the world? Do you hide in the world's advice, those so-called learned educators who try to direct you as to where your life should be? Do you hide in the electronic devices, the gadgets, and all of the games? What are you hiding, and where are you hiding? Tonight, we confess all that is wrong with us as human beings, all that we have done and left undone, all that we are hiding from each other and from God, and tonight we place it onto the crucified Son of God. We bring that which is dark, our darkness, our evil thoughts, we bring it into the brightness of His light, so that you cannot feel worse about your sins tonight, so that you do not leave this place feeling simply unworthy, but so that you can find another place to hide tonight. We do not hide from God. We do not hide from each other. No, tonight we hide from sin, death, and the devil. The mountains and the rocks that we live around here with will never shelter us from death. Money, power, wisdom, gadgets, and gizmos cannot provide you safety and shelter from our greatest enemies of death. We cannot hide in each other, for let's face it, we simply cannot trust each other. We turn on each other at every little chance that we get. And we better not hide in ourselves, for we know that there is nothing good that comes out of us. Tonight, as we have heard these lengthy readings, we hide ourselves in the sweet and glorious wounds of the Lord Jesus Christ. But even then, we do not do this on our own because we simply do not know how to. Jesus must show us the way. He must show us that we need to hide in Him, and Him alone, and His cross. The cross is the instrument that was lifted up to draw all humanity to Jesus. For He said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto Myself. Look on the Lamb of God and consider why we hide in Him. There is a picture of a crucifix, the crucifixion on the front part of your bulletin. Take that for a moment tonight, whether it's now or later, and ponder that. Ponder that as you hide in that. Look at His head. That head which is the mind of God Himself. That head which has the eyes of God, the ears of God that hear your every prayer in His name. That head has been pierced with a crown of thorns. His beard has been plucked. Sweat is pouring out of this head along with blood. His head is full of sorrows and abandonment. Hide in these head wounds that heal your minds in the heavenly joy of repentance. Learn to think with the new mind of Christ as you consider yourself being healed by His wounds from His head. Look at His mouth. That is the same mouth that ordered all of this creation into existence by speaking the word. That is the same mouth that spoke the wonderful Beatitudes. That is the same mouth that Peter would say, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Tonight, that mouth is dry. It is chapped. It is beaten and bloodied. It is thirsty. And yet healing comes from this mouth. He uttered through those dried, chapped, and bloodied lips the words that heal you, all at cost to himself. He is the author of those gracious words, and therefore those words have authority. Authority to heal you in the forgiveness of all of your sins, no matter what you have done, no matter what you have done against each other, against God. Through his words he speaks, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And by that mouth he heals you. And in that mouth we hide. Look at his hands. Those hands that would heal with a gentle touch to make the leper, the blind, and the lame whole. Those hands that would welcome the littlest of children. Those same hands that, as we heard last night, would lift up the bread and cup of his holy supper. Now those hands are riddled with spikes, driven into the cross, pouring forth blood. In those hands are the wounds that heal the works of your hands that you have done against each other. His hands now make your hands fruitful again in service of God and of your neighbor. And on those hands, your name is inscribed. Look at his feet. And how beautiful are those feet that bring you the good news of the freedom found in the forgiveness of all of your sins. Those feet would travel far and wide to proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand. A kingdom, yes, that calls us to repentance, but a kingdom also that graciously and mercifully forgives. Those feet would walk on water, and they would be washed with a sinful woman's tears. And those dear feet are the wounds that heal my strained feet and yours, that you may walk on the path of righteousness in your Lord. Hide in those feet. Look at his back. The back shows you the broad shoulders of the good shepherd who leaves the 99 to seek out the one lost sheep. That back carries the burden of your sin, your shame, your guilt, and mine as well. On that back are the wounds of stripes that heal all of the wounds that you have done to yourself. He heals even the blows and the hostility that you have received from others. Your backs are now healed. They are made strong for you to stoop down and pick up on your shoulders the lost, the straying, the bruised who you live with. Hide in that back. Look to his side, the pierced side of the Lamb of God, where the spear of our curiosity about death, where the spears of our hatred and violence of our own hearts are made pure, as his own side and heart is rammed with this spear. But out of this heart flows the mystery of the love of God. Water, blood, and spirit, these three testify. Out of this beloved pierced heart flows the Holy Church, the mystery of the unity of God, as we are bound together through the cleansing, forgiving waters of holy baptism. Water flowing from his heart cleanses you, cools down your feverish conscience. The blood fills the chalice that we drink at this table and gives us the water of everlasting life. All that has now been riddled out of our hearts, all of us that have been condemned with what comes out of our hearts, are now made clean and pure, forgiven by that heart. Hide in that heart. In these wounds we find safety, safety from the curse of sin and death. From these wounds flow to you the life that is full of blessing, faithfulness, and vitality. It is in the crucifixion of the Son of God that we hide, not just tonight, but every day of our lives. The crucifixion is never to be looked upon in disgust. It is our trophy. We should never hide the crucifix. We should lift it high. We lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world would adore his sacred name, till all the world hides under the beams of the cross of Jesus. To not adore the cross, to not adore Jesus on the cross, to not hold it high in your life is to say that you don't need to hide, that you have this whole sin, death, and brokenness in your life, all of the mess that we live in, you have this all figured out on your own. I don't, and neither do you. Confess all that is hidden in your life. Confess the shame, the guilt, for you have a Savior who will forgive every last one of them. But also we hide. We hide in the blood. We hide in the torn flesh, the tears, and the agony. For we find that in these things is our life and our hope in a world of death. It is finished. Redemption is perfected and completed for you. The price has been paid in full. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Adore him. Adore his cross. Adore him as a Savior who gathers you together as a hen gathers together a chicks under her wings. He gathers you here tonight at this place, under his flesh and blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. He gathers you together tonight to hide, to take shelter in his wounds, where sin, death, and the devil are defeated by the death of God's only Son for you. To Christ alone be all the glory, now and forever. Amen.